whole thing.
Yes.
Weird Al Yankovic is the greatest human in the history of the world ever. Sorry, Jesus. He just is the best person on earth.
Don't throw in sorry, Jesus, because then people get mad. Just...
But Weird Al's better than Jesus.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, excuse me. Can Jesus write Eat It? I don't think so.
Probably.
My point is that
he would step down to eat it.
Even though he's won multiple Grammys and sold millions of records and has had a career that has lasted 35 years, there are still a few things that need to happen for the great Weird Al. One is he needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that hasn't happened yet. Two is he needs a postage stamp, and that hasn't happened yet.
Easy.
Three is he needs to be on the freaking Hollywood Walk of Fame, right?
Four is he needs to be in Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore is fine, too. I wasn't trying to accomplish everything at once.
No.
So Kevin, I mean, Lister wrote to us the other day and said, hey, you know, good job, Ralph Garman, on getting, you know, greasing the wheels a little bit to get Mr. Adam West, TV's Batman, his star on the Walk of Fame. What about Weird Mother F and Al? To which I said, I think there's a guy already working on that. Let's talk to him and find out how it's been going. David Rossi joins us here on the Kevin Bean Show from WeirdAlStar.com. Hi, David. How are you, man?
Hi, Kevin. I'm doing great.
Where are you? You're back east somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm in New Jersey.
Fantastic. We appreciate you carving out time to talk to us. How long have you been working on trying to get the word out about Mr. Yankovic getting a star on the Walk of Fame?
Well, we officially launched in July of 2003, and we've been nominating him every year.
Wait, July of 2003?
That is correct.
9 years you've been working on this?
We've been working 9 years, and every year we send in our application. Every year they come back and they say, well, not this year.
How do you feel it's going?
Now, they're very mysterious. They don't give you reasons why. They don't say, okay, nice application, but here's something you can do better. It really is just a thumbs up or a thumbs down, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even really a thumbs down. It's just you find out when they make the announcement that you weren't picked. You know, so it's a little frustrating. It would be nice to know, you know, what it was. Did we forget the dot and I or something?
Yeah.
You know?
They don't say he'll never make it. They don't say anything.
They just say you're welcome to submit an application again next year, right? So you're this is the one thing we learned about our man Ralph on this show, who worked very hard for the last 3 years, I think, trying to get Adam West his due, and you saw that finally paid off last week.
Hang on.
Yeah.
3 years.
Okay, back to you. But we found out that there is, you know, there are procedures that have to be followed and paperwork that needs to be filed and deadlines that have to be met. But you're telling us that you've been doing all of that and it still hasn't worked.
Well, yeah. I mean, every year, you know, we submit the application and once in a while they change it up. But, you know, we make sure we always keep current with it. And, you know, we've raised, you know, several times they've raised the price on us, but we've managed, you know, to raise the money we need.
I was going
to
ask.
We're waiting on the Walk of Fame to give us, you know, the yes.
So you have all the money needed as well?
Yeah, basically we have all the money we need at this point, you know.
What's your best guess as someone who spent 9 years on this project? If you have a guess, why do you think they could possibly look at your application and look at the man we're trying to honor here and say no?
You know, I wish I knew, because I feel, I know, being you're a big fan, you know that, you know, how much Al's done in the last, you know, he's been around 30 years.
Right.
And he's accomplished, you know, everything.
It's very possible that people in the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce that make up this group don't take him seriously. Don't you think?
You know, that's always been a problem, that, you know, they don't take him seriously, but he is a very serious professional guy.
Yeah, but he did eat it. Right, but I mean the fact is no one has ever done what Al has done anywhere near as successfully as he has. No one has ever been nearly as popular as Al has, and certainly no one has done it for as long as.
Listen, I'm on board. I'm just saying I'm trying to figure out why.
You're trying to put yourself in the mindset of how can they possibly say no? And then you see some of these other people, no offense to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but you see other people who aren't nearly as accomplished, aren't nearly as famous, aren't nearly as popular, who are getting stars, and it makes you wonder what kind of criteria they're using that we are not privy to. So is there a next step, or is literally the only thing to do, David, just keep doing what you're doing?
Well, I mean, I think I need to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm not giving up. I mean, I've set up that I can do this, you know, forever if I need to. I don't want to do it forever. I want them to say to us this year, okay, you're in.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, what you're doing is working. I will stick with it.
But, you know, the thing is, and, you know, I hear something like this and I go, wow, you know, we're on the air in Los Angeles where these people live who make the decision. I'd like to be able to do something to help. But I almost feel like there would be some sort of pushback, some sort of resistance if it felt like we were trying to do too much. You know what I mean? Like, they would say no just because now we're annoying them, and that's the last thing we want to do. So it's a very fine line to walk.
And we could be super annoying. So that's not good.
David, one more question.
You can continue to put out the word, and you can continue to, and I don't know, you know, what contacts you have because of, you know, Adam West, but you can continue to, you know, work, you know, with us.
Keep the idea out there. Keep it on the air so that, you know, it doesn't get forgotten. Let me ask you this, and do you know if this has any impact at all? If there were some sort of a petition or anything like that, do signatures make a difference? I mean, is that the type of thing that you could, you know, submit with next year's application? Look, here's 8,000 people that signed up that said they're for it, or anything like that?
They actually specifically say that they do not accept petitions. So it's not a route we've ever tried to go down, because, like you said, we don't want to annoy them by doing something that they specifically ask us not to do.
Right. David, I got to tell you, I admire your persistence, but you sound like a beaten man. I don't know. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
I keep rolling that rock uphill.
I hope before I die, they say yes.
Well, you have to be frustrated, but, you know, more power to you. Look, if it makes any difference, if there's anything we can do to help, if something comes up where you go, hey, maybe Kevin and me will help me out with this, please get in contact with us, because we'd be happy to do it, David.
Sure, I mean, we'd love to invite you guys to our ceremony.
Of course.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, well, listen, if you want to check out the website, and you should, it's weirdalstar.com. And you are also selling merchandise. You've got some stuff on there for purchase that has to do with this as well, David?
Yeah, we have some T-shirts, hats, posters, and other stuff. You know, it's all been, you know, approved by Al's manager, so we're all good to sell. And all the money we make off of that, we put into the Star Fund.
I'm gonna buy one of your Weird Al Star T-shirts, and I'm gonna never take it off. I'm gonna promise to wear it continuously until Al gets a star.
That'll be great.
That's gonna be my small contribution. All right, weirdalstar.com. David Rossi, good luck to you, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you.